Two stars of the movie Pollock received Academy Award nominations this week, Ed Harris for his role as the painter Jackson Pollock, and Marcia Gay Harden for her portrayal of Pollock's wife, the painter Lee Krasner. Ed Harris also directed the film. Pollock is opening in many cities this month and next. Film critic Henry Sheehan has a review.
If you know anything at all about the abstract expressionist painter Jackson Pollock, there's no real reason for you to go out and see Pollock. Continuing a trend that surfaced in Julian Schnabel's Basquiat and James Ivory's Surviving Picasso, Pollock has as little to do with painting as possible. The focus instead is on celebrity melodrama. Although actor-director Ed Harris's filmmaking style turns out to be rudimentary, he does manage to open the movie with a shot that eloquently compresses his interests. It begins on an issue of Life magazine with a photo spread on Pollock. The magazine is being held in the hand of an unknown woman who, in slow motion, begins to make her way through a crowd of people in what turns out to be an art gallery. She finally ends up in front of Pollock, who gives her an autograph and then looks up and off into the distance with a sphinx-like gaze. Since we're in an art gallery, there are some paintings in the shot, though they are only fuzzily glimpsed in the background. For what we're about to see is a tale of the painter as rock star, the boozing and womanizing figure beloved of 1,000 adoring magazine profiles. The movie opens in 1941 with Pollock living in Manhattan and on the eve of both his artistic breakthroughs and public acclaim. We see him as he meets and marries fellow artist Lee Krasner, played by Marcia Gay Harden, and passes through a final figurative stage in his art. Finally, at a Long Island hideaway far from the city's boozy distractions, Pollock discovers the drip technique that would secure both his contemporary fame and artistic immortality. To express all this, the film falls back on the hoariest of biopic cliches. It depicts Pollock's drip technique as the consequence of an accidental spill. Krasner delivers clumsily scripted, potted descriptions of Pollock's influences and developments, and the critic Clement Greenberg, played by Jeffrey Tambor, occasionally heaves into sight to pronounce on the modernism of it all. But Pollock does tell us something about the Motion Picture Academy and the upcoming Academy Awards. Here's a clip of Oscar nominees Harris and Harden.
Let's make a baby.
No.
No. Am I missing something here? Are you missing something?
We can't.
We can't?
My life is full enough with you, Jackson.
Wait a minute. Where are you going? Don't walk away from me. We're husband and wife. I want to have a baby, our baby. That's what the progression of things is about. That's what the union is about.
That's not what the union is about.
Well, what else is there?
That's not what it's about, Jackson.
For me?
The vows don't stipulate baby. I am not going to bring another life into that. We are painters, Jackson. We don't have any money. We don't get by. We struggle. But you are a great artist. I believe in Jackson Pollock. And there's you, and there's the painting, and you. You need.
Pollock doesn't just fulfill the conventions of a Hollywood artist biography. It's also a guide to the sort of overacting the Academy eats up. Like a bat to a bug, the movie relentlessly swoops down on the most melodramatic aspects of Pollock's life, particularly those moments when he expressed rage or Krasner announced her frustrations. Each time, Harris and Harden cut loose with theatrical explosions that are more geared to reach the second balcony than to actually expose complex and creative personalities. When not shouting at the gallery gods, Harden spends much of the movie fussing. Not a prop goes by that she doesn't handle. Since Harris directed the film, he doesn't have to do much to attract the camera's attention. Frequently, he goes into a freeze, standing still and pulling that 10-mile gaze. Invariably, the camera finds this posture irresistible and rushes up to record it. It's possible to make a good film about a painter. There's Alexander Korda's Rembrandt and Vincente Minnelli's Lust for Life. but those films connected at least as much with the artist's work as with the biography. Harris is fatally distracted by Pollock's life, or at least the parts that glitter with the tinsel of picturesque suffering.
Henry Sheehan is film critic for the Orange County Register.